Shalom, and a warm welcome to this glorious place, this marvelous place, a place where the Lord dispenses His truth. This is the safest place for you to be with your family, your loved ones. Let us pay maximum attention to this very special morning as the Lord communicates to us His word. My name is Pastor Kwaramba, joined by Pastor Chuni, and in a few moments we will have the great prophet of God leading us on. Shalom, man of God.
Thank you, Pastor Kwaramba.
Man of God, we are in a tumultuous time, a time where some messengers have no idea. They have failed to interpret the times. And many people have said we're in a time of great conspiracy politically. Some people think that we are in the middle of some economic demise. But last week we learned with great shock that we are in the middle of the establishment of a global cult, where people are being led like sheep to the slaughter. People that are absent of truth. People that are walking in ignorance. But we are in this safety net of truth, where we are required not only to hear the word, but get into a gear, the gear of actually doing the word. Apart from our careers, our jobs, our families, and all other occupations that we may have, now is the time where we must finally do, practically, literally, do the word.
It has been a week.
Mm-hmm.
Last Sunday reminded me of how people would view the prophet Amos in the Bible.
Mm.
But scripture then says, and the truth shall make you free. And it's good that we are sitting in our father's stead, in our father's house.
Mm.
And our father's covering, and we get to understand the heart of God today. Mm-hmm. And we get to understand what is going on around us from a divine perspective. And it has been a tumultuous week.
Yes.
A lot has been said, mm-hmm, about last week's service.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I've learned is how, whether we like it or not, like the prophet,
mm-hmm,
hate the prophet.
Mm.
But when he comes and he says, this is what is going to happen,
mm,
despite the time frame, mm, involved,
mm,
when he says, I have seen this, I think now we need to come to that point of understanding that sometimes it is inevitable for us to converge with that time that the prophet would have seen. And the reality of what is going on around us, having been said before,
mm,
sometimes we need to come to that point of understanding that our sphere or our sight,
mm,
is different from our father's sight, is different from the prophet's sight,
mm,
is different from the voice's sight. Because where we can see up to is not where he sees up to.
Right.
And now we are living in the exact time,
mm,
in the environment that he prophesied about.
2017, that evening for the Tuesday service, as our father had finished ministering,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
he pauses for a moment and he looks into the distance and he says, raises his hand. He says, that disease I spoke about, I see it coming,
mm-hmm,
closer,
mm-hmm,
and closer and closer, three times in 2017, leading up to the final outbreak in 2020, end of November into December. And we are, like you're saying, we are seeing this entire episode of what had been seen playing out. And the trumpet had been blown. And not 3 years ago, not four, more than five years ago. The prophet had been hammering in concerning this particular subject. Now, looking at the message from last week, one of the aspects that was of great intrigue that our father described last week, with the situation between Ahimaaz and Cush,
mm-hmm,
was the fact that both individuals were a part of, let's call it, the same kingdom,
mm,
the same structure.
Mm.
Now, from there, already we are disqualifying every other voice that is not within the kingdom, mm, of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Then our father goes on to highlight that even within the kingdom of truth, at the time that we are in right now, they are particular voices, though they are part of the kingdom, but they are not qualified enough to handle this matter that we are facing globally. Ahimas and Cush, being sent by the same source to go and deliver the message. Although Ahimas was not sent, he eagerly just wanted to go and deliver the message. But at the end of the day, these are two messengers coming from the same place, but they are carrying different messages. And Cush's advantage was the fact that he was the one who had seen
exactly
what had transpired. Even though Ahimas was eager to go and communicate the message, Joab didn't say, "You are now taken off your job." No. They are still voices that have permission to speak concerning matters. But concerning this particular matter of life and death, the only voice that is permitted to speak is the voice of the one that has seen.
One of the most powerful points that our father highlighted was the fact that God does not just prepare the message. God also prepares the messenger. And our father highlighted something that I believe is very critical, not just in the body of Christ, but even in society in general. Because you will realize that we are at a time, probably because of technological advancement, social media, I don't know, where everybody feels qualified to comment on issues that probably they don't even understand. And it becomes a very sad scenario, especially when people talk about this environment, this COVID scenario. And yet we have got our father, the voice, Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa, a messenger that God prepared and highlighted and showed him what was to take place, exactly like it is taking place now. And we have our father, the voice, communicating what he saw, like you rightfully said, even 5 years earlier. It's very unfortunate that within the same kingdom, we have some that highlighted the end of this said season, the end or the demise of this disease or this virus. But a couple of months later, they come back and they're giving prophecies or trying to give words of advice. It's very unfortunate, but it happens within the kingdom, especially now when we have these technological advancements and people feel obligated to comment even on issues that they don't understand. It's very unfortunate. But you have one man, our father, the voice, Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa, who has been qualified by God, seeing this even 5 years earlier. And now we are sitting here, and it's amazing what is unfolding. And I, at some point, even as he was ministering, I was very uncomfortable. I was very uncomfortable. Why? Because of the depth of the prophecies that he was giving. You come to a point, even as a human being, when you begin to question. You begin to ask questions that you can't answer. But fortunately, I'm sitting here today and I'm seeing the events unfold. You look at last year, the last quarter of last year, when our father really, really spoke about unity amongst Africans. His emphasis on Africa. And only a few days ago, you see reports that the South African variant requires a different treatment altogether. You begin to see the manifestation of the prophecies that our father has been giving to us.
The South African variant needing a different treatment. Now they're saying that they need their own type of vaccine. Well, we are here, and we have the Lord's friend with us. Yes, we need more of this light. We need more of this information. Right. Let us begin this wonderful service today. Greetings, our Father.
Greetings. How are you doing?
Yeah, we are doing well, Father.
Thank God. Thank God you. Goodness. We thank God we are here, live and well, and God's mercies have been so much available, and we thank him for that.
Indeed. Father, you've taught us on many occasions concerning the value of truth. Now we must not sell the truth. We must buy it and sell it not.
Yes.
And Father, we look at the time that we're in and how truth has almost seemed like a tradable commodity where people are willing to grab at anything that is given to them, that might want to simulate truth. So Father, we take these moments with you with the highest level of honor and gratitude, because we understand and we are getting to understand each and every encounter the importance of this truth. It guards us, it protects us, it fortifies us. Like you said, Father, this is the diet that we need to help us to survive in this season. And Father, we are seeing that this word, we take it, we go home with it, we live it, we apply it, we do it beyond hearing. It will yield results, and it is yielding results. And we thank you so much for that, Father.
We appreciate God. So much thankful to him, because, you know, like always, we have a word for God's people.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
From their Creator. And last time we touched on quite a lot of issues. And but it all culminated to one thing, which is the life and death situation. So I think we need to pick it up from there and continue to shed more light. It is important that we understand life from the Creator of life's perspective. Life according to God life according to his word. How does God define life? What is life? Who is life? How do we preserve life? Is it easy to lose life? Is it hard to lose life? You know, eating right in one day might not bring a significant change to your health. But eating wrong in one day, you don't need to take poison twice. Everything about you can change instead. Because negative things are more effective. In most cases. So you eat every good thing that you come across in one day, and people might not even notice any change. It's like you have wasted your time. You have to keep on eating that over a certain given period of time.
Yes, Father.
Before you can start noticing some benefits. But not with poison. So, more caution is needed when you are dealing with any substance that you have not fully grasped or understood.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
Until they set up a law that forbids people from speaking out that forbids people from raising questions. Because if you notice, what I was trying to do last Sunday was to raise questions, and I gave people an opportunity to respond by providing answers to the questions.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Mm.
But no answers are coming. Still waiting. Because questions are very important.
Yes, Father.
You must be asking questions. That is what makes us better.
Mm.
Raising questions.
Mm.
That is why even the people that believe in what we are doing, they are given a chance every single moment to raise questions. Ask questions. We have to ask the men of God questions. If a man of God doesn't want to be asked questions, he's a dangerous man of God.
Mm.
We have to confront your men of God with questions. Men of God, what if you are wrong? What if this is a lie? And a true man of God must be willing to entertain questions and provide answers.
Mm.
So maybe I was too fast. The way I presented my questions, I tried to be a little bit slow. And once there is a law that you can't speak against a vaccine, it means that law also will affect those that would have had some negative reactions to the vaccine as well. Because if the law says you can't speak against it, it means you can't you can't also speak against it when it has destroyed you.
Mm.
So that law will cover people like ourselves and also those that are going to be affected.
Mm.
So the law will have to be put in place that we don't speak against the vaccine. As it stands, everyone has a right to speak. And in this case, these are questions. But I want people to understand something very important. The theme that God has given to us is very, very effective, especially given the times that we are now living in. We have to be more alert and even more active in the spirit for us to be able to overcome this very treacherous moment and very deceptive era that we are living in, where we have seen masters of deception parading themselves and even marketing their foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone seemed to be interested in buying their lie. But we have to be reluctant, in as much as we are in a very chaotic moment. There are so many things that people should pay attention to. So many things. Because there is a critical moment. Paul says something. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4.
From verse 3. But if our gospel be hid,
if
our gospel be hid.
So from the beginning, he is trying to present the gospel from the first verse, that as you can see, read verse number 1.
Therefore,
seeing
we have this ministry,
not we shall have, we have this ministry,
as we have received.
Therefore, seeing It is a reality that we have a ministry.
Mm.
So clear. Mm. You can see that we got it.
Yes.
We are not asking God for a ministry. We are not believing God for a ministry. We are not expecting God to invite us into His work or give us a responsibility in the future. But seeing as of now that we have a what?
We have this ministry.
We have this ministry is actually pinpointing the exact ministry that He has. We have a ministry.
Hmm.
Paul is saying we have a ministry. Uh-huh.
As we have received mercy, we faint not.
We have received mercy. So he's not saying the ministry is the ministry of mercy. He is saying on top of the ministry, we have received mercy so that we faint not in ministry.
Mm.
So no matter what you do to us, we have received enough mercy that sustains us.
Mm.
Don't expect us to faint. Because mercies are available.
Wow.
So this man has a ministry and he knows he has it. And he's so confident that even so many other people around him can also attest the presence of the ministry, says.
See.
Oh, I like that. But in between he talks about the plainliness of that ministry, how it is straightforward, easy to understand. Then in verse number 3, he talks about how this gospel is hidden to a certain class of people.
But if our gospel be hid,
if the gospel that we have be hid, it is?
It is hid to them that are lost.
So there is a lost generation. And these ones that are lost, you must understand, they are not missing in planet Earth. They are present. Still have jobs. Yet lost. Lost from what? From where? These are men that have built their lives. They are going on with their professions and careers. Yet, according to Paul, if the ministry is still hid unto them, they are lost. And there is a reason why this generation is lost. Verse number 4.
In whom the God of this world hath blinded.
In whom the God of this world has blinded.
Has blinded the minds of them which believe not.
Allow me to speak nicely to our viewers today. Oh, notice, Paul doesn't just call the devil, or Satan, Satan, or Lucifer, Lucifer. He calls him the God. He didn't start with Paul. Jesus himself refers to the devil as the prince of this world.
Yes,
and Paul is referring to the same prince of this world as a God of this world.
Yes.
What qualifies a God to be a God? What makes a God a God? What is the composition that makes up God? Why would Paul call the devil a God? It means there are certain things that the devil is capable of doing, which only gods can do. There are certain actions that only gods can do. And Paul is saying he is a god of this world, and by this world he is not referring to earth. He's referring to, number one, systems that are governing the earth, and number two, the age or era or a certain time frame given to him so that he reigns in that space of time as a god. The earth was created by God. And you can't have Lucifer coming and becoming another god over the same earth that he never created. You know, what qualifies you to become a god? There are three things. The first one is rather mysterious. I will not dwell much on that. But I'll mention it. The second one, I'll come back to the first. The second one is, you can be a god simply by being called God by another god, like he has called us gods. Did I not say that you are gods? So you can be a god by being given a title by the ultimate God. If God calls you God, then that makes you a God. And when God calls you God, he's not just giving you a name. He's calling you God because you are God. You are his product. You are his offspring. You came out of him. A child of a dog is a dog. A child of God is a god. As straightforward as that is, you can still have people arguing over that. Is a child of a snake a snake?
It is.
Is a child of a goat a goat? Then call a child of God a god, you'll have problems. Because the god of this system has blinded certain minds. In those same minds that he has blinded can go on to invent planes and rockets in that state of blindness. Now, notice. If God calls you a god, he's calling you a god because of you being a god, having come out of God. You see, when we talk about the spirit life, people must understand something. They're very critical. Right now we are in another form of existence. This is not our first time to exist. Okay. We are coming from another existence where we were before, where our earth, let me call it that way, our earth back then was God himself. He was our location. We were in God in another form. Existing in him, well taken care of, and the temperatures, the atmosphere in that environment was good for us, and we never died in him. So before you occupied this physical body, child of God, hear this. You were in another body before this body. And the first body that you had was God. God was your body. You once were putting on God as your covering. Mm. Until you departed, you left God, and God breathed you out like a mother who is delivering a baby. That is what makes you a child. Because you were born as God breathed you out. There was need for a separation. If there is no such separation, then there is no birth. If there is no birth, there is no child. The baby had to be born. So God willingly detached you from himself and handed you over, and he inserted you into a different physical body that we now have. There must have been some security measures. There must have been some health concerns. God must have had a way of keeping that physical body safe. Without a medication, the health was supposed to come from the right atmosphere, from the right relationship. A proper devotional life with the Creator, communing with God. And the food was right. Before diseases were created, I'll get to that. Are you telling me that had we not invented a vaccine, the earth would have been a wilderness, would have all perished by now? Anyway, when did we invent a vaccine? We are celebrating that it has saved lives and we are safe because of that, but we must remember the date. When did we first invent the vaccine? Why is it that our forefathers would live up to 400 years without it? Now that we have it, our lifespan has been shortened. And we still celebrate lives that have been saved and preserved. Let me try my level best to appeal to a smaller group, those that have escaped the work of the God of this world. You are a God by being called a God by a God. Number two, what makes you a God is the ability that you got from another God to recreate life and sustain it and have dominion over it and subdue. That makes you a God. The power to create makes you a God. Not just to manufacture, to create. Not just to make, but to create. That makes you a God. So you are made a God by being called God by a God, and you are also made a God by the creative ability that lies within you that you got from God, the Creator. So these two things can make you a God. But we also must understand that you can be made a God by creating. The power to create, if that makes you a God. It's unlike God now. God was not made God by his ability to create. He was a God before he created, so he created because he was God. Before anything could call him God, he was God. So he's not made a God by his ability to create. He created because he was God.
Mm-hmm.
But you, he gave you that power. It was transferred into you. So he becomes the ultimate source where that power came from. Now, we have watched the human race being subjected to a lot of nasty creations. And I don't know why it takes some people time to learn. If you are to name every disease that vaccines have saved us from, name them, write them down. The creation of all those diseases remains a question. Not just the creation of the cure, but the creation of the disease that then got cured by the cure. It wasn't just a vaccine that they created. You must also investigate the origin of the plague that the cure cured. Because you're witnessing people who have proven to have an ability to infect a gadget, the creation, the manufacturing of a virus, and your computer can get sick after having contracted the disease. And they go on back into the laboratory and they create an antivirus against a gadget. And we celebrate the cure. The computer was once sick, now it is healed. And they make more money. Why does it take us time to learn? Now, pastors.
Yes, Father.
If there is a virus in your computer, they create a vaccine called an antivirus.
Yes.
And for your computer to survive that disease, it has to be vaccinated. The computer has to be vaccinated. Whoever created the vaccine for the computer, we don't start from there. We look, we investigate the creator of the virus before the antivirus is created. You're telling me someone has that ability to make what you're holding right now sick. And then he brings the cure and you celebrate him. Okay. Some don't understand. I said I have to be very, very slow. Because some people are very slow learners like myself. My major question that I raised, still unanswered today, is this. Provide for me a time simulator place that scientists have created, where in there 5 minutes represents 5 years. You inject a person with a vaccine, and then you have to put that person into that place and then we watch the developments from there. Any test, any verification of a vaccine that does not consider the time factor is not comprehensive. It's incomplete.
Yes, Father.
It is fictitious.
True, Father. True.
I am raising this question. Next time you open your mouth, please try to answer this question. Is there a place where we have seen, watched the people that have received? How is it possible, pastors, that you can have a person volunteer today to have the first vaccine tested on him? And in less than a month, you're already vaccinating everyone. I've watched very smart, very intelligent people. Soon after receiving a vaccine, they're telling people, I'm feeling okay, I'm feeling well. This is just 5 minutes. Is that how you... And the way that all these guys get their shots is the same. The doctor always comes and he stands in front of the camera. The reason why this influential guy has come live to be vaccinated, it is so that we get to see. Some of us, we want to see.
Yes.
Let us have a look. Please just zoom it for us. We want to see. He comes right in front of that man and then it's done. It is amazing how people can easily be deceived. So this time simulator, I'm saying, the reason why I'm talking about time, it is because time is very important. If it is there, such a place where you can put people, keep them for 5 years. If you can't, because people are dying, people are saying, no, we can't wait for that long because people are dying. Okay, I'll come to that. In that time simulator, there is need for all atmospheres, different atmospheres to be created. There must be a rain season in there. So that we see how the patient behaves when it's raining. There must be enough sunlight. All weather changes are supposed to occur. Oh, don't forget to put your husband in there. We want to see if she gets pregnant.
Yes, Father.
Okay?
Yes.
So all those things are needed so that we understand. This is the reason why this thing has always demanded decades. I'm not fabricating stories. I'm giving them what they have given to us.
Yes, Father.
All right. So this person that has received the vaccine, already the person has gone on to live for 5 years. You've seen that?
No.
She's married?
No.
She's become pregnant?
No.
You've seen the condition of the baby?
No.
You've verified all that?
No.
So what is a test when people are saying, we'll be very, very careful? If you hear them say what they are saying, they say that the production of the vaccine, we have never cut corners. It was straightforward. In less than a year, you have never cut a corner. And people believe that. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. A person like myself, I don't really listen to everyone that speaks on subjects like this. To me, the CEO of the Pfizer company and the chairman is the chairman. That's a very significant person that you cannot ignore.
He's true, fam. Very true, fam.
And he tells people if you don't get vaccinated, you're not just endangering yourself, but endangering the people that you love, the people that are close to you.
Yes.
So for their sake, you rather get vaccinated. Yes. That's him.
Yes, Father.
And in that same interview, he's asked the question, when are you going to get your shot? Have you received it as yet?
Mm.
And suddenly his face changes.
Mm. You are startled.
It would be nice if people can watch that. Don't you think so?
Indeed, Father.
It's good. It's good. These are very key people. Don't think of any other person, big politicians. Let's talk about, let's listen to this man. And he's asked a question. You can watch this.
Thank you, Father.
I want to ask you also about a very important issue of vaccine hesitancy. Even folks who get most of their vaccines normally might be hesitant about these vaccines because they were developed so quickly. What do you tell those folks who might be saying, well, I'm going to wait a few months before I get this one?
I would tell them I wish that the situation was not so critical so that they can have the luxury to think about it. but the situation is as deadly as it could being right now with the amounts of deaths or new cases that we are facing. So they need to think it twice. This is a vaccine that was developed without cutting corners from a company with 171 years of credentials. This is a vaccine that was developed in the spotlight and the daylight with all the data being put in servers. This is a vaccine that has been approved in the US by two separate governmental agencies, CDC and FDA, after listening to two separate independent scientific bodies. One is the FDA and the other is the ACIP for the CDC. And this is a vaccine that is getting approved by all authorities in the world. So that should say something to them. And I repeat once more, the decision not to vaccinate will not affect only your health or your life. Unfortunately, it will affect the lives of others and likely the lives of the people you love the most, which are the people that usually you are in contact with. So I think trust science.
Well, and a question for you. I've heard you have not yet had your shot. When do you plan to get it?
Sooner I can, I will. The only sensitivity here, Meg, is that I don't want to have an example that I'm cutting the line, that I am 59 years old, in good health, I'm not working in the front line, so my type is not recommended to get vaccination now. So that's one consideration. On the other hand, our company ran a lot of polls to see what will take people to believe it, and one of the highest ranking, even higher than if Joe Biden takes it, even higher than if the other presidents take it, it is if the CEO of the company takes it. So with that in mind, I'm trying to find a way that I will get vaccinated despite if it is not my my time, just to demonstrate the confidence of the company. But we have made a decision that if we have to do that, we will not do it with our executives. So none of the executives or board members will cut the line. They will take it as their age and the occupation type is a time for them to take.
Okay. You see how he changed his face.
What kind of a response?
He wasn't expecting that question.
Exactly. He wasn't.
The creator of the product is willing to be the last one. He doesn't want to cut in the line. And the reasons, listen to the reasons. Mm. Same interview. And first, if you don't get vaccinated, you are endangering not just yourself, but the people around, the people that you love. Which means this is good for you, not just for you, but for everyone around you. Now, let's come to you. You have people that you love. Have you been vaccinated? And he tries to convince you that he is not a priority. He goes on to mention his age.
Yes.
Trying to present an excuse. And he goes on to utter a statement that most people cannot hear. He said, I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
So vaccines are for the sick.
Since when?
These are people that I listen to. Not somebody who's just walking down the streets. So you have no people that you endanger. You have no people that you love. And he's saying, I'm not a frontline worker. The CEO. You're not a frontline. You're not on the front.
Where are you?
What are frontline workers going to use to give to the people?
Right.
If you're not in the front producing the vaccine, That's right. You're the chairman. You are the head. You founded this thing. My God.
He says he does not want to jump the queue.
He doesn't want to jump the queue. Okay. This is what makes the devil the god of this era. Not because he has created the world, but because he has created the blindness. He has managed to do that. Okay. Here are the issues that we have. Listen to this. Listen to this. We are in a rush. We are in a hurry because people are dying. That's a fact. This thing has now changed its form. Of over 24 million infections just in the United States of America, there are slightly over 400,000 deaths. I need someone to look at the mortality rate. If you are to check, let's not do it now. I just want to give it to the viewers out there. How many have recovered before receiving a vaccine?
Many.
Now, every single year from 2018, pastors, hear this.
Yes, well,
it's very important. This is from the International Cancer Institute. Records. 9 million people died just in 2018 from cancer. 9 million
huge
people. And the projection is up to 2040, it'll be 26 million people dying every single year from cancer.
That's huge.
Now, with the COVID-19, we are slightly over 2 million deaths in 1 year. Yet the latecomer, the COVID-19, is receiving the immediate attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yet to have a vaccine for the cancer that is killing more people than the COVID-19. What is it with this disease that we have forgotten every other disease that is killing more people than this one? Because it is not just a disease. It is political. Over 600,000 people are dying every single year in the United States of America from cancer. No one is talking about that. And with that particular disease, it was gracious enough to give you time to work on a vaccine. No one is saying, but people are dying, let's be in a rush. Not with that one. Why with this one? You know what is going to happen? So that people can get to understand where I'm coming from. There are things that I see and things that I hear, and those things are very authentic. You don't hear me speak when I'm not sure of what I'm saying.
True, Father.
I can be wrong on many other things, but when it comes to the things of the Spirit, when you hear me speak, I'm sure. Jesus appears to me many times. When we talk of how many times, this is just on the earth, Him appearing to me down here on the earth, more than 17 times now. Seeing Him live. Because Jesus does appear. He appears to His people. He appears. God appears to His people. God would tell His people in the Bible, I have appeared to your forefathers as this, I have appeared. Jesus appears. I've seen Him 17 times. That's down here, not in the realm of the Spirit, that you can't even number. And the last time that He appeared to me on this matter, that's when I came and I told you, when everyone else was saying COVID-19 is going, it's over, it'll be history soon, then I came and I said, it is now joining the queue.
Yes,
it is now becoming just like any of the diseases that we have had. It was easier for me to say the same and say, let's pray. It will be over soon. It's gone. But I came while His people were praying for it to go, and I said, no. Why? Because He had appeared to me, the Lord Jesus Himself. Came, stood right in front of me, and then He handed over to me a scroll. And on this scroll was written, plague. We'll get into some few scriptures today, and then we let the people go. I don't want to take much of the time. Then I got hold of the scroll, and then suddenly He disappeared, and there was like a whirlwind. Then the scroll fell from my hand before I opened it. Before the scroll touched the ground, it started flying. I watched this scroll flying away from me, and it was like a fly. No flies, that way. Yes. No flies. Yes. And then I watched as the scroll was changing forms as it was flying away from me. Very strong at the beginning, but at the end, it was weak and much more faster. Slow and strong at the beginning, faster and weak at the end. It was changing form as it was going. He was no longer there. Then I began to pray. And he said to me, keep on praying. And I said, what do I pray for? And he said, this thing, because it is now in existence. I'll explain that to you very soon.
Thank you, Father. Thank
you. It will continue flying. You look at it right close to you, very strong, very slow, but as it keeps on going, I've weakened the disease so that it can be treated, if you want to treat it. This is the voice now. He has gone. So what we are seeing happening is the contagiousness of this disease. Easy to hand it over to the person next to you. But the effectiveness, the strength, the power, it is no longer as it was before. I'm being told. So coming to people telling them that this thing is going to join the queue, I knew what I had seen. But then the voice said to me, but they will make it strong. They will make it strong. I said, how? When he said to me, pray, I said, why should I pray for it when it's getting weaker? And he said, you don't just pray for the plague. Pray concerning the cure of the plague. Now the voice began to teach me some things. They will make it strong because it will feed on two things. The so-called cure of the disease and fear. It will feed on those two things. The cure and the fear will make that weak fly strong, strong, strong. Pastors, do you know that a bird whose lifespan is 2 years, if you check that bird, you put it in a cage, the lifespan is reduced to a year. No matter what you give to that bird, if it is in a lockdown, it will never complete its years. People must understand something. So imagine now, I've been given a scroll, not even a chance to open the scroll. It falls from my hand. It turns into a fly. It's flying away. The plague. Changing forms it is as it goes. So I came. I think it would be nice if we can also play that prophecy. Where I was telling people, this thing has come. And it will join the rest of the diseases. Let's watch this.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
What is happening now? The little that I can give you for now is that the disease, the virus, has increased speed. But God has now started weakening it up. But the intensity of the virus, I see now the hand of the Lord compromising the intensity. God is weakening it up.
And we'll be talking about this disease like it never happened.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
It will just go, and people will be wondering what has happened. Like I've told you, we are reducing the disease. It will join the queue, like I said. It will become just like any of the diseases, treatable by the medications that is already available. let us understand something here. Do you know that we are dealing with people that are so cunning to a point where, do you know, even if they are to vaccinate the whole world with water, do you know? Do you know that even if everyone gets vaccinated with a placebo or even water today, you will still notice changes if they want. They determine the pace of what is happening. They can prove you wrong. If you say the vaccine is never going to work, they can make it work. Not by making it work. It is the narrative that gets created. The script will eventually change. Like before, people who would commit suicide, the post-mortem would say it's COVID-19, right? You fall from a bike, you die, your head is crushed. COVID-19. Right?
Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
No one talks about any other disease. Okay. That was the push. That script can change soon after the vaccine. Reporting COVID-19 will then become a case. You see how the story can be changed?
Yes, right.
Suddenly, yes. Stop reporting COVID-19 cases, even when you find it. It's not all about finding, it's about reporting it.
Yes.
So that you start celebrating the victory of this thing that is coming. So hear me. Most of you people, you are waiting to be told, not really monitoring or seeing what exactly is happening. So if they want you to see that we have worked it out and we've been successful, it's all about reporting positive after the vaccine. Right now, as people are receiving, it doesn't matter how many people die, that information has to be destroyed. They've never been to South Africa, some of them. They are speaking from the United States of America. Now they know what is happening in South Africa. It's a different, so that they justify a different vaccine. Because South Africa is the heart of Africa. Because we were going to raise another question, some of us. Is the coronavirus we have in Africa different from the coronavirus they have in Europe? And the answer was going to be, it is the same. So we're going to demand the same vaccine. So another narrative is being created now. So if we have a different virus, not in South Africa, in Africa, that calls for a different vaccine, not the one that you are seeing leaders being vaccinated with. No. It has to be a different one. South Africa is the heart
of Africa.
So ours is different now. Our treatment is different. Brothers and sisters. Wow. Yes, we will do everything that we can to make sure that it is safe. But time. For how long are you going to wait and see? Yes. Most people have noticed when I speak, they don't understand. You hear some people saying, I've said people should not be vaccinated. If I say don't be the first, I'm saying be the what? Please help me understand. If I'm saying don't be the first, what am I saying? I'm saying be what?
The last.
Be the last.
Mm-hmm.
To what?
To be vaccinated.
Vaccinated with what?
The vaccine. The vaccine.
Take your time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting pressure on African countries to verify this thing until they know it is safe.
Yes, sir.
If there are no people like us, some of these people can be so careless. Let's take our time. Let's not be in a rush. We are at 85% recovery. Please. Please. Verify this thing. Do you have what it takes to verify what you can create? Some of those questions.
Yes, ma'am.
If you have that capability, that ability to analyze, to dissect, and to come up with accurate findings, then what is stopping you from producing your own? You don't have what it takes. Now, I want you to read something for me. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 27.
From verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
The leprosy, therefore, of Naaman.
The leprosy, therefore, of who?
Naaman.
So it was Naaman's leprosy. Naaman's leprosy. It was someone else's leprosy.
Shall cleave unto thee.
So there is an inheritance, a transference of a plague, of a disease. That wasn't your disease originally. It was for Naaman. Now it will cleave unto you.
And unto thy seed. For
unto?
Unto cleave thee and unto thy seed.
Unto thee. You will have a disease that wasn't yours originally. It will come upon you and upon your children. From you. And the following generations will have a disease that was not theirs originally. It was for Naaman, a Syrian. Hear this word of God. There is the creation of diseases that people must understand. Hear this. Once the disease has been created, you can't uncreate it. It is there. It simply has to change forms. Some of us, if you say we have brought polio under control by the introduction of a vaccine. Some of us, we go beyond the vaccine. We go to the creation of the polio.
Right.
Okay? That is very, very critical, very important.
Yes, Father.
Right.
Yes.
Once a disease is in existence, it will always exist, but in another form. Hear this.
Help us, Father.
You have a Syrian captain. And God had given him victory over many enemies. Now, but he was a leper. He's sick. He had a condition. At some point, they had gone into the promised land. and captured some of the Hebrew people from there, including a maid.
Yes, Father.
Was brought from Israel into Syria, and she's working there. Mm-hmm. And she notices that my master, the Bible calls him an honorable person, yet he had a condition. A little girl noticed that my master is honorable, but something is not honoring him. There is a plague which knows no boundary, no ranks, and he's sick. And she said, if this my master was with the prophet in Israel, you see, that prophet doesn't work for the World Health Organization. He works for the God of all the organizations. Had my master been with the prophet in Israel, he would have been cured of this plague.
Right.
And the news was taken up to the king of Syria. And the king of Syria wrote a letter, gave it to Naaman, and he said, go and approach the king of Israel. And when the king of Israel got the letter, he read the letter, he sees a statement in the letter that I have sent that man to you with a plague so that you see what you can do. Please heal the man for me. The letters were circulating amongst kings because they thought they were in control of what was happening. So when the king of Israel read this letter, he was so angry. So angry. Notice the amount of rage. You see rage going on. He tore his clothes. He was naked and he said, am I a God? Why are you writing such a letter to me? When the prophet Elisha knew it, saw it prophetically, he sent a messenger to the king and he said, why have you rent your clothes? Send him, that man, to me. And he says, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. I want to educate him. He said, he shall know. You see, the prophet is even worried about Naaman knowing. It matters to the prophet that Naaman knows, gets to know. Yet the king doesn't even know, the king of Israel. It matters to the prophet that Naaman gets to know that there is a prophet in Israel.
Wow. That's strong, Father.
Send him to me so that he knows. I want to educate him. It was all about him, not just his healing. Not so that he's healed, not so that he recovers. Knowledge is very important for such a captain. I want him to know there is a prophet in Israel. Send him to me. Did he say, let him go to God and pray?
No.
Like we hear nowadays?
No. Let him come now to me.
Now?
Yes.
To God. No. Let him go to the mountain. Let him talk to, because God is everywhere.
No.
People should learn to pray in their houses.
No.
Let him come where?
To me.
To me and?
And he shall know.
He shall know after coming to me that
there is a prophet in
that there is God.
No. A prophet.
Prophet. He wants it to be known that there is a prophet. Where?
In Israel.
In Israel. Then Naaman gets to the prophet's house. And the prophet didn't come out to meet such an honorable person who was sick, very sick, yet so proud. Very sick, yet so proud. So the prophet didn't come out. He sent a message and he said, go and tell him to go and wash 7 times in the river Jordan. And again, you see rage.
Yes.
When a prophet is providing a son, there's always rage. And he began to name other rivers in Israel with cleaner water. He said, how about all these rivers? Like Fapa and so on. I can go there and wash myself and be, okay. If you knew there was such a river, why didn't you go there?
Right.
They are attacking the only solution provided. He was angry. He said he didn't. He never came out even to stretch his hand. He still wants to be touched in that state.
Mm.
If it was nowadays, people would have said, why didn't the prophet come out?
Mm.
He's afraid of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he not praying for the sick? He never came out. He sent forth a word, an instruction that was supposed to be followed.
Yes.
Go and wash 7 times and your flesh shall be restored.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Now, the Bible says, and there was a servant. When he said, I cannot do this, he didn't come out. He never greeted me. He never touched me. What kind of a prophet is that? And then the servant, the Bible says he had a servant. Thank God this one had a servant. Apart from the disease he had a good servant. And the servant said, my father, he didn't say my master.
Right. My father.
Ah, is it?
My father.
Ah, read it from me. Ah. Who is saying my father?
And his servants.
And his what?
Servants.
Uh-huh.
Came near and spake unto him
mm-hmm.
and said,
mm-hmm.
my father.
You see? These are servants in a certain class. They would call him father.
Mm.
My father, had the prophet asked for a difficult thing, were you still not going to do that?
Right.
But this is a simple thing.
Mm.
He said, just go and wash.
Mm.
And you shall be made whole. Mm. He's provided a solution.
Mm.
Why not just try it? And then he went, and then he dipped himself in that same river.
Mm. Yes, Father.
7 times. And his flesh recovered.
Mm. Mm.
So now Naaman is without a disease. It's gone from him.
Mm.
But the disease is still in existence.
Mm.
That is the law of existence.
Ah.
The voice was telling me, you see the fly flying away, changing forms.
Mm.
That disease would become just like any of the diseases, but they will empower it. With the cure, and they will empower it with fear.
Mm.
So that's what you pray for. It will always exist because it has already been created.
Mm.
So Naaman is free from the plague. Leprosy has gone from him. Now he sees himself fresh and he comes back to the prophet.
Mm.
Now with a seed, with money to give to the prophet.
Mm. Mm.
And the prophet said, I will not take your money. There's a reason why he said that.
Mm.
There's a reason. There's a reason. The reason you'll see it later when he talks to Gehazi. He said, is it time to take it? It was about time.
Ah.
He was sensitive to time.
Mm.
Sensitive to time. I hope people are following this.
Yes, we are. Yes,
okay.
We are.
So, he refused.
Mm.
And then, Naaman asked for soil to carry back home.
Mm.
It was given to him.
Yes.
Then he went back on his way. Then Gehazi realized that his master had not treated Naaman fairly. It wasn't fair according to him. Not taking an offering. Let's look for that verse.
Verse 20. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, behold, my master hath spared Naaman, this Syrian.
He's calling him sparing. this guy, he has spared Naaman, letting him go without a payment.
Mm. In not receiving at his hands, that which he brought.
Mm.
But as the Lord liveth, I will run after
you. See, as the Lord liveth, he's committed.
Mm.
The dedication is just serious. You see, as the Lord liveth, unless God is dead, as long as God is alive, I'm going after that man.
I'll run after him and take somewhat of him.
You see now, this is the reason why you see the transference of a plague that wasn't his. The love for money. My God. My God.
We understand it, Father.
You have to get that part.
Yes, Father.
Then he went after Naaman and he said, after you had departed, the prophet sent me. I should get some few things from you. And then he received it. And he brought back the money from Syria. It's a Syrian money from abroad. Aid, assistance. Money that comes under a pandemic framework. There are countries that are giving out money. As long as you declare your infections there, billions are being pushed into this thing. From Israel, where there was no disease, he left, he went out, he got money. By bringing that money back into Israel, he brought back the virus that wasn't his. People should hear this. And then the prophet comes out and he says, you did all this because of money? Because there is an allocation, there is an amount of money that you get. And then he says, now you will learn that diseases don't disappear.
Right.
You no longer have that disease in China. It's no longer in Syria. Pastors, look at this. And the prophet says, the leprosy that was on Naaman has now come upon you and your children. And Naaman himself has gone back to Syria free. He no longer has the disease. It was left with that guy who loves money. 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 Ah, my God. Because you got his money, you get his disease. You love his money so much. Which means when Naaman recovered from his sickness, that disease was kept somewhere. There is a place where diseases are being kept. And the same disease was transferred upon Gehazi and his children that were not even present. Simply because of assistance, money that he desired from Syria. Money that he desired from Syria. Wow.
Wow.
How did they cure their people in China before the vaccine? Do you have to be a scientist to raise such a question?
No.
You have to be a spiritual man.
It's quiet in China. Quiet. It's no longer killing people. What did they give to their people? It's no longer in Syria. The leprosy is now in Israel. What is happening? Because you got his money, you get his disease. Now, Gehaz left that place from that day, he never recovered. He never recovered. Some of the people are just joining us now. They don't know where we're coming from. I'm saying this not so that I get people support me, who love me. No. I have too many people that love me already. I have people that follow me because they love me, and those that follow me because they think they hate me just because they don't know what love is. Every single message, they make sure they hear. What is it that really encourages certain people? They feel obligated. They want to hear, what did he say this week?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't believe that they are my followers. Something so straightforward. If you can't sleep, if you can't go to bed before you hear what has been said by a certain individual, you follow that individual. So I have those that are open enough to declare they love me. That's why they listen to what I'm saying. And those that are, that don't know what love is. And they still follow. So because you are here, you have to hear it from me. Diseases will always be there. What you need now to deal with is the fear that the COVID-19 is riding on. It is feeding on the fear. Your creator, because you are also a product, you are not just producing, you are also a product. You must look at your manual. The one who created you said, do not be afraid, don't fear. He has stored you something very significant, that the fear of a disease is a disease. Do you know, I can say this sitting here today, and take note of this. Every single individual on the face of the earth at some point is going to be infected. Everyone is going to have COVID-19. It is how many people is it going to kill? That's the question. So are we going to stop the spread? Of the virus. Are we able to stop? I can say this today, pastors.
Yes, Father.
Governments were right on introducing the lockdown measures when they said lockdown everyone indoors. I believe that was a good move. Personally, it was a good move, not because it was the best, but because we didn't know what else to do. It's a disease that is just coming. No one knows until today. What they seem to understand is the cure, but the disease they are yet to understand. The disease, imagine. So lockdown was a good move because they didn't know. We didn't know what we were up against. Masks was a good idea, not the best, because we didn't know where this thing is coming from. All that was necessary because we had no knowledge.
That's right.
So all that has to be made. Social distancing, best. It wasn't the best. It was good. Because we didn't know. All that was necessary until we have fully comprehended the mechanics of this disease. We can't just keep on walking up and down not knowing what we are going to face. It was better for us to retreat and look at this again and say, what is this? So that was a good move. Very smart. But the issue now is, you must be able to look at how many other things are dying in the process. Economies are gone.
Sad.
People are hungry.
Sad.
When, you know, if I were to be asked a question, would you want people to loiter around with such infections going up? I would say no. The best thing would be to have people locked in their houses until we know what is happening. Right?
Yes, well.
But what else is needed? It's not just asking people to stay indoors. This should have been the biggest budget in Africa, making sure that people are eating. Hunger. I should be the one actually saying, please, let's save the vaccine fast, because we want to go back to church. We have more people following us.
Yes.
Here some pastors with 20 people, they are already screaming, they want this lockdown to be over. If I was the one saying, let's go ahead, people are going to say, now he's angry. He wants to go pick these people. You see? That should have been the strategy, not just lockdown. But how do we look after the people?
Yes.
No one would dare come out. People are afraid of COVID-19. Who would want to go out?
Nobody, Father.
No one. Everyone that you meet outside, it's not carelessness. It's care. He's got a child that is starving. Someone is dying. Hunger is a disease. Fear of a disease is a disease.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
I said, a bird that was supposed to live for 2 years, put it in a cage, give it everything. Before 1 year lapses, the bird is dead. Because you were created by God to intermingle, to socialize, to interact. If that is taken away from you, you are not being killed today, you are being killed tomorrow. Your lifespan has already been tampered with. That fear is what is empowering the weakened virus that God has already weakened. If you wanted to test all those intelligent people outside trying to control, trying to dictate our pace, if people would have wanted to do a study on their intelligence, you'd be shocked. After receiving it and then you don't vaccinate the people, you fake it like they are doing, some of them. You hear them reporting the numbers are going down because of the vaccine. They will not control the virus per se. They will control the media. It's the media that they will control.
The narrative.
I said there will come a time when they will say, don't report cases anymore. Until there comes a time when they want to release another version. They want to make more money. And then it will mutate again, and then it will be a different one. Then you have to buy it. Imagine if it's costing $20. One shot. Then after 20 days, you have to get another one. The cheapest is like $4. Most expensive is like $30 or so. Times how many people? How many people? It will take us time to have it. In our country. By then at least we would have tried to verify it. Because countries with money, they can't also have enough of it. It's still in short supply as we speak. So if that's the only answer, when are we going to come out? It's going to take us long. And I never said it would be forced on people.
No.
But something is going to force you. Because if you are told, you can't fly without what are you being told? Something else will force you. If they say you can't work in a supermarket without a vaccine, so it's either working there or going there to buy, they are endangering people around you.
Yes.
We have been vaccinated. They are still in danger of you. You see, that's how the devil has blinded the people. So even if it is not going to be forced on people, but there are certain benefits, there are certain things that you can't have, you can't get,
mm-hmm.
unless you have received it. So my issue to you out there is, don't be in a hurry. Like you are the ones we have started with. You didn't start with the COVID-19. It wasn't you. You never knew about it. You were told it's there. And they kept quiet. You were never going to know, some of you. So keep quiet on that issue. And also, take your time, knowing that it wasn't your disease. Neither is it your cure. It is not your vaccine. It is theirs. And the last thing that I would want to say is, I've also realized that I shouldn't have listened to my forefathers. We have elders that have given us information concerning those countries.
Mm.
I grew up being told by the elderly, by politicians, that those countries out there, they don't love us. And I believed them. That was the mistake. I believed what they told me. I thought they were telling me the truth. Now I know the truth. I was being told growing up, they are never for us. They don't like us. They don't want to see us. And I thought they were telling us the truth. They must apologize. These people are for us. They love us. They want us to live. They want to save us. No cure for HIV, no cure for cancer, COVID-19. Which has killed less people. 2 million in 1 year. Cancer, 9 million in 1 year. And COVID is an emergency. I shouldn't have listened to you. You wanted me to hurt my brother. Simply because he was white. Yet you knew the truth. That these people are for us. They want us alive. They are saving the world. They are saving Africa. Why are we looking up to them now? If they are not our saviors. I shouldn't have listened to you. I thought you were telling me the truth. I look at how the black man is treated in hospitals outside of his country. I look at how the black man is treated in trains, in buses, in planes. At some point, I was almost dragged by a certain gentleman. I've told you this before. He came, not even outside, in our own Africa, in South Africa. As we were boarding, going to Heathrow Airport, London. And here comes an attendant and he said, first class, you stand over here. The rest of the people, you queue over here as we are boarding into the plane. I went there, I stood. And right, a black man came straight to me. Not a white man, a black man came to me and he said, "Say, didn't you hear what I said?" I said, "What?" I said, "Only first class stand here. So go there." Without even asking me, "Are you first class?" Africa. Africa. It has gotten to that point where we have become danger to ourselves. Look at how your brother is being treated outside. Then, President Trump is gone.
It's gone.
Yes. The fragrance has come.
Exactly like you prophesied. Exactly.
It's good for him. He should be happy. He should enjoy his time with his family. He is now safe. If he keeps on interfering, it would be bad news for him. He must get out of this. It's too big. This thing is too big for him. These guys are not willing to back off. They're not going to stop. They have an agenda. They have an agenda. He was too small for this. You can't stop this thing. You can't. They are heading towards a certain order that has to be put in place. And it's better for him that he is out. Otherwise, he wasn't going to live for long. Okay? Now people don't look at what has been accepted. It's not just a personality. Abortion has just been allowed now. It's killing of babies. And people are celebrating. Same people talk killing babies, they are promoting life by promoting vaccines. Right. Same people. How do you explain that? So, Makandua, do you know what you're saying? You'll not be allowed to travel. Travel, going away. Going away. What do you want to travel?
Oh my God.
Open your eyes and see. So are people still going to be healed? Yes. The problem is we're not going to have a lot of people being used by God to administer the healing that is needed. Yes. People will still need to be healed. When time comes for people to receive, if I'm going to be asked, are you going to allow people to be vaccinated? I've told you, I've been vaccinated myself before. I'm not against vaccines, but I know the carelessness of the African man. You have destroyed my confidence in you. This thing is a fast food, and fast foods are dangerous. I'm simply saying, take your time to verify this. Is it the same thing? Isn't there a vaccine for Africa?
Isn't there a vaccine for Europe? Isn't coronavirus the same virus? Take your time.
Yes, thank you.
You didn't start with this. Mm-hmm. It's not your disease. It's not your cure. Take your time. How about people that are dying? How many people are dying? Every single day. People are dying. We have all lost our loved ones. Yes. Yes. But that is not an excuse. We still have to be very careful. We still have to be very, very careful. Otherwise, the leprosy of Naaman will come upon Gehazi and his children
forever.
Simply because of money. Simply because of money. Simply because of money. With everything that I've said so far, you wouldn't think a normal human being can criticize me for what I've just said. Encouraging you to be more cautious. Open your eyes and see. It's coming from the same people that you told us are against us. You told us. We have heard this during teachings, during rallies, that those guys are never for us. We heard that and we believed them. Now we are riding on their teachings. They are not happy. Thank God, God has allowed us to have certain countries. I'll keep on referring to that until they also start changing their laws there. This virus is very intelligent. It knows when it crosses the border into Tanzania. It knows. Some might think people are dying, they're not just reporting. You know, when people are really dying, you can't hide it. When people are dying, you can't hide it.
Especially in this era of social media.
Imagine. I'm amazed at the intelligence of COVID-19 when it gets into Tanzania. I'm amazed. I'm just sitting here, relaxed, just amazed. No one wants to answer that. I'm amazed that you carry it from here. You get to the airport. They ask you to remove the mask. Get in. Give it to as many people as you want. How many are dying? Because he said, I don't want your money.
Right.
Because he knew this money from Syria will bring a disease from Syria. The prophet said, because you got their money, you'll have their disease. You love their money too much. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Let's address the hunger issue.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
We have to address the fear issue. Don't be afraid, child of God. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Please don't be afraid. Because if you're afraid, you are sick already. You are sick already. You are sick. You are sick. you are sick, and by the time that you are sick and then you are in isolation and doors are locked and everyone, that moment you are dying. You are in a prison of your own. You are dying. You are dying. You are dying. How are we going to overcome this thing? That's the question. Are we going to be safe only after the vaccine? Do you know, if you check statistics, even in Zimbabwe, the people that died in 2018, we have more people that died in that year, more than in 2020. Fear. Fear is empowering a weak disease. Is COVID not killing people? It is killing people. What is it feeding on? Fear. That is why your creator said, don't be afraid. Fear not. Fear not. Because he knew there are certain weak diseases that are going to be empowered by that fear. Fear not. When you become afraid, you're already sick. You are already sick. You are already sick. They know where this disease sits and what it feeds on. If there was any other way of knowing or identifying COVID-19, all of us would enjoy being tested. Not the process, just the process is very painful. It's very painful. Oh, that thing is too long. They never used to get to such places. I don't know, maybe 5 years from now. You start feeling like that thing was already there, whatever they are calling. It's too far. And for days, you feel the irritation.
Indeed, Father, yes.
They push it in, they twist it. It is that deep.
Yes.
And yet with saliva, they are saying you can transmit it. That's why you have to put on your mask.
So why not just get the saliva sample?
Why not just get the saliva? They have to get in there so that they hurt you. They create an injury for an infection. By the time that you leave that place, you breathe, there is that part already exposed. I don't know what else to say, but people must be smart. People must be smart. Are we not supposed to be tested? Saliva should be able to tell.
Yes, yes, well. Wow.
It's as if now you require an antibiotic after getting a test.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever that place was covered with, it's gone, removed, exposed. And you leave that place, you get to the marketplace, you're breathing. And you think the virus is going to pass that area. Let's be smart. Let's be smart. We are modern people now.
Yes.
Let's be smart. Let's get rid of fear. People must not be afraid.
Yeah, thank you for
this. People must not be afraid. God has given his people victory.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, God has given his people victory.
Thank you, Father.
So what I'm saying, take your time, Africans, slow down. You are not inventors of these things, okay? You are the least affected people. Take your time, verify, educate your people, until you know it is safe. When you know it is safe, go ahead and give it to the people. We want people to go back to their work. We want our children to go back to school. Oh, we can't wait for that moment.
Yes,
we can't wait for our children to go back to school. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to be free?
Yes.
Going back into stadiums and we are watching soccer.
Yes.
We miss that. Mm. Come on. We all miss that.
Yes, Father.
But let us be careful. This is not coming from our friends. We didn't cook this. We didn't serve this. Yet we are ready to eat. The chefs are folding their hands behind the scenes. They are saying we can't cut in the line. I can't be the first one to receive it. I'm not a front line worker. So when you investigate, I encourage you, don't just investigate the product. By investigating the product, investigate the producer of the product. Go that far. Whoever is behind what you're investigating has to be investigated. Black men, be wise. Be smart. Open your eyes and see. You don't want a Syrian disease to end up destroying you and destroying your children. Be smart. Be smart. Be smart. I look forward to that moment when one day I'm given a chance to explain why I'm saying the things that I'm saying. And finally, when that day arrives, I'll be a free man. I'll be liberated because then I'll empty myself and I'll empty my mind. I will tell people why I'm concerned. It is because of your behavior. What I've seen you, what I've watched you do in the past. I'll keep saying this until people learn.
Please.
I can't wait. I trust our people. They're going to do their best. But the diesel issue, in Chinoy, worries me a lot. my God.
Oh, Father.
Didn't we have scientists? Diesel. A byproduct.
Straight out of the ground. Refined.
It was refined. We had our leaders attend surrounding the mountain. Rituals were happening. And we are ready to verify a vaccine. You discouraged me. You discouraged me. I really want to believe. I really want to believe in you. But yeah, you disappointed. You disappointed me. You disappointed me. No one ever spoke against witch doctors. No one is criticizing them on social media right now. But look at what they did. Didn't we have scientists? Maybe we had them. Maybe they never got an opportunity. So I hope with this one, there will not be any interference. Mm-hmm. Let's give them time to verify this thing.
Yes,
whenever you ask me why I'm so skeptic, I will remind you of the Chinoy. Chinoidism. 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 If we could not verify diesel, here comes a vaccine. My brothers and sisters, Chinoy Dizim. That's my concern. That was so embarrassing. If we changed from that state, if we recovered from that level of ignorance, It wasn't a prophet leading those people. It wasn't a man of God. It wasn't a bishop. It was a witch doctor that are still being believed today in Zimbabwe. Witch doctors. Yet here comes a prophet. All he's saying is, take your time. Take your time. Why should we take our time? Well, these people are dying. People are dying. People are always dying. But more people are recovering. Yes. Because it is given to the human immune system by God to respond to that thing. It's a gift from God. Let's end with the dizzy issue.
Thank you, Pastor. Dizzy.
What an embarrassment, Father.
Thank you.
It was really an embarrassment. Father, I remember early last year when you started teaching about the immune system and how you kept on highlighting the importance of the African within the world context, and how you were relating your teachings to the prophecy that you had given earlier. And now you come to us and you are arming us, because being forewarned is being forearmed. I, as an individual who probably knows you to a certain extent, I know for a fact, had there been a perfect vaccine for $1 million, you can afford it. But you come to the ordinary African, and Father, if there is a lesson that I've learned, it is the love that you have for all of us, even beyond the African continent. You have always talked about life, but I did not have this understanding that I now have about how you appreciate life and love the human being. Father, highlighting to somebody that I'm not stopping you from taking the vaccine, but be the last. It is not like being the last will give you money. It is not like being the last will add value to you. But you are. Your love is just amazing, Father. Your love is amazing. Thank you for sacrificing yourself for our cause. You have sacrificed a lot, Father, for us. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank God.
Thank you so much, our Father. We really appreciate this mighty delivery and all that you continue to speak from last year. Thank you for the Spirit's speech, Father. Continue to perpetuate the same mind of God so mightily and so powerfully in this time. Last year, we would celebrate each and every moment you'd come and you'd give us updates prophetically on the trajectory of the disease. And you told us early in the year, in about March, Father, you said it's not as strong as you thought it was. It's increasing in speed, but the strength has been greatly reduced, but it is feeding on your fear. That's what's empowering it. Thank you so much, Father.
Thank God.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, let's take our time. Let's take our time. Let's take our time. Take our time and really consider and watch. Even as this vaccine is being rolled out, let's be patient and see. Till we meet again next time. Shalom.
дороги, ради Иисуса, ради Иисуса, Дино куда не дороги.
Jesus.